it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. We're so excited you decided to join us. Make sure you go over and leave those 5-star reviews. If you like this, go over and listen to our other podcasts, like the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or Funnel Down Defense or Coaching Youth Hoops or whatever, whatever one of the 7 in our network that you would like to listen to. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our 2 sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They are always, what I love about Dr. Dish is they're always innovating. They're always making that a little bit better. And that's why I think they're the best machine out there. Like I've said before, we own 3 of them, and I would not be talking about them every day if I did not believe in them. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off and they'll give you A1 customer service. And then also what helps keep the lights on, what helps keep everything moving is teachhoops.com. It's for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop by a basketball coach for a basketball coach. You know, I'm always working with my team 365 days a year, working on making us better. And I want to do the same thing for you. I'm giving you resources, one-on-one calls, office hours, a roadmap per se that will help you become a better coach. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I believe you should come in and kick the tires around and see if it's right for you. If it's not, that's fine. But I guarantee that you're going to love it. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
I'm doing it for the right reasons, you know, and just being honest with the players. And I just think that really goes a long way. And that's kind of that moment that's made me realize and put things into perspective. And then, you know, throughout every season, there's kind of a moment where you get caught up in it and you're like, no, this game matters. Like, we got to win it. And then I carry a note card with me every game that just, you know, I have on there little sayings or 1 or 2 words of, you know, why a coach or the real purpose of it. And I think, like, at the end of the day, in big moments this year, we had some big games. You know, I just, instead of getting caught up in it, I'm just like, hey, you know, I learned from that. And I'm like, I'm just proud of you. Like, we just, whatever happens, happens. We've worked hard. We've done it. Like, let's just enjoy it. So that moment is, I guess, forever stuck to me. And I mean, I'm just really appreciative, you know, that coach, you know, kind of made me as a young coach understand what's important.
So, yeah, I like that. So let's say I came in, didn't say a word, mm-hmm. sat in your practice for an hour and a half, and then just walked out. What would I see, and what would I walk away with?
Yeah, I think you'd have a couple different perspectives. One perspective would be, you know, we use the clock and we flow. And I think you would see us going from one thing to another with some reminders, but very little, to be honest. Like what I laid out is the players know. And also, I mean, I'm at an advantage. Not going to lie, we had a very strong junior group. It's been their 3rd year on varsity, right? So, I mean, if I didn't have that many returners, I think we had, I mean, it was about 140 starts we're bringing back going into this season. And then
into last season,
yeah,
so there'll be seniors next year.
Yeah, we're returning our entire starting lineup and our entire roster, outside of one senior
who, wow, that's didn't, nice.
Yeah, she only played in a couple games. So, I mean, I think what you would see, and like I said, I had to kind of preface it by saying, with this group that I've coached on varsity for 3 years, you'll see a group where they know what we're doing every single day. Right. Yeah, sometimes we'll change up the 5-minute ball handling. Sometimes we won't. But what you'll see is they just know what to do and they get to work. The other thing that I've been told by coaches, because we bring a lot of coaches into practice, that's one thing I truly believe in, is different perspectives. And, you know, we have a whole course about that that, you know, we work on throughout the season. But the other thing you would see is I'm very detailed and hard on the players. So many people say it, but at the end of the day, like, this was the other thing I learned, and I don't recall when, but early on in coaching, on the court, I'm a completely different person than when we walk right off the court. And right. Everyone's like, how do you do that? And part of it's, I'm not a teacher. I work in, you know, the finance field. And I think, like, hey, you got to be very detailed and strict. And, you know, I'm in accounting. I can't make mistakes, right? It's just, it can't happen. No. So on the court, you'll see me, like, you know, on the player yelling at them, all this. I don't really yell much, but I talk loud when needed. And then as soon as we step off the court, it's just joking. And, like, coaches are like, wait, what happened? You're just getting on her about this. But now you're joking, you know, with her about,
right,
you know, whatever the case may be. So I think those would be the two biggest things you'd pick up on is, hey, this team just flows. Like, it's just one thing to the next. It just goes, goes, goes. The other thing would be, you know, how detailed and strict we are with things. But then how much fun we have as soon as we're on a water break.
Details win. Details win. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced of it.
I'm going to drive myself nuts if they don't. I mean, that's one thing we focus on.
It's like I've done what I described, and it's like the amount of wasted time I've seen at practices. It's like, I tell them sometimes, even in like November, like in January, February, March, it's like we should have a 70-minute practice, and it ends up being a 2-hour practice because we're not precise. We're not getting things done. It's like, I think that's good, and I think they're missing that.
One thing that drives me nuts is, like, some of our youth coaches, you know, they'll sit and try to talk to the players for 10 minutes. And I'm like, instead of explaining to them what to do for 10 minutes,
right,
let them get the reps for 10 minutes. It's much more important.
And I do some of that in pre-practice, but for sure.
Yeah.
So you'd definitely be a shot clock person in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. I'm for it.
You filled out that form today, I'm sure.
Form really quickly. No, I did. Yeah, you filled it out right away. But honestly, like, offensively, it probably would have impacted us a little bit, which is weird of how fast we play. But we do swing, like, and I've been rewatching our games from last year, just, you know, kind of notes and stuff. And it's fun to do. So anyways, there's times I didn't realize, like, we'd have the ball a minute and a half on offense. And, like, we're not trying to, like, you know, we're driving and kicking. And, like, the one time
I think that's one thing that makes basketball unique, though.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to make it very vanilla when they change it, because the change is coming at some point, I think. But that you can do that if you want. Mm-hmm. Now you can't if they go to the shot clock. You won't be able to do that. So that's the one thing I'm a little thing. What's the biggest change you've seen in your, you know, 10, 12 years of coaching?
Yeah, I would say at the end of the day, it varies a little bit from being in Utah compared to Wisconsin and then the boys to the girls side. But just in general, the ebbs and flows, I think, with offense in terms of, like, pick and rolls. I think, you know, when I started on the boys side, a lot of times it was a pick and roll action, right? You wanted to get in a high pick and roll and have the defense see if they're going to tag, see how they're going to defend the roller. And then when I started coaching on the girls side, there was some pick and rolls, but right now we don't really face many pick and rolls, to be honest. It's a lot more cuts and that type of thing. And on the girls side, at least the competition we play, there's not many picks. We started doing it a lot with our guards. We typically do our guard to guard pick and rolls. And I mean, we have everyone on our team can ball handle. We don't really have a true post. So it's kind of why we do it as well. But I mean, we've transitioned or switched a lot of what we do into DHOs and Zoom action as well. And I think those are just a couple of things that are kind of getting more popular than when I started coaching.
No, I think I think the kids are obviously they're more skilled, but I think with all these personal trainers and all the shooting and I just think they're able to create better too than they were 20 years ago, at least for me. That's one of the perspectives I see. All right. I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions here. Okay. Favorite brand of basketball?
Spalding.
Okay. One word to describe your ideal player.
Versatile.
Okay. You go to one sporting event in the entire world. What would it be and why?
Let's go Final Four. I haven't done it before, and I just think the atmosphere will be
It's
fun.
pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Favorite pregame or postgame meal?
Taco Bell, post game.
Okay, so that's not a meal. That's not actually real food.
I know, but we don't have many
I
choices where we're at.
know. I'm just telling people Taco Bell is not real food. That is like, that's not, that's even for fast food, that's bad.
Hey, when you
I
leave the gym at 10:30, 11 o'clock,
know.
most it's either that or McDonald's most nights. But I stay away from McDonald's, so it's
Chick-fil-A,
Taco
man.
Bell.
I've told more than one official that Chick-fil-A closes at 10 and we got to get this game moving because I won't make it if they don't get
We
going.
do like to get that after when we play down by the valley. That's the
Yeah.
closest one for us.
What does your game day look like?
So I work
For you or your
full
players,
time.
either or both.
Yeah, so I work full time. So actually I kind of like it that I'm not stressing over all the details and everything. But once we get to the actual gym, we're pretty strict and detailed. You know, we meet every day at 5 in our coach's room, and we have our same routine from there. The players, you know, then we'll break, go do their thing, and then we'll do weight room before every game. After that, the players are on their own until we see them on the court. So we're pretty strict once we get, you know, once we get to the gym.
Right. What's one thing you do to relax?
Drive.
Like,
Drive in the car. Yep, just
really?
drive. Oh yeah. Yeah. After most games, I'll go for an hour drive probably. Yeah. Pick up Taco Bell and
Do you
just
have a
drive.
really nice car or you just like to drive?
I just like to drive. It's
Okay.
mindless thinking and
Well, you
yeah,
do live in
just
Wisconsin. How many deer have you hit?
none. No. I got my same couple routines that I do, and depends if it's
I like that.
after a win, it's, you know, maybe a little bit slower driving, and
Florida.
when it's after a loss, might be a little more on the highway.
That's I like that. All right, do you have any superstitions?
No. But I am very regiment,
So that you
but
do have, so you do have superstitions, because I don't consider superstitions superstitions. I consider they're routines.
yeah, routines. Oh, I have routines in my entire life, everything I do. So
So
I'm
you're
extremely routined.
superstitious. So you're very superstitious. All right. One coaching technique that you think's important.
I would say knowing when to use your voice as a coach.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Describe your perfect player in 5 words or less.
Athletic and versatile.
Best basketball player you have seen in person.
Steph Curry.
Okay. Best basketball player of all time.
MJ.
If you could only teach one skill at practice, what would you teach?
Ball handling.
Okay, shot clock, yes or no?
Yes.
If you could change one thing about the game of basketball, what would you change?
I'd just make it more uniform across all levels and states.
That might be the best answer I've heard in a really long time. I might have to start taking that one. I'm for all getting rid of the jump ball
Oh yeah, I've
to
heard.
start
Yeah,
the
I've heard
game,
you
to
say that.
start the game.
Yeah.
I've said that a lot, but I
Go
like
back to
that.
the COVID rules.
Yeah, like here you go, you get the ball, and then I like that. Like one, let's come up with one set of rules for everybody. I like
I
that.
mean, I like to look around and see what, you know, other schools are doing and other, and right, being on the Michigan border, right? But Michigan plays different than Wisconsin,
It
and it's
does.
hard to know. So I think it would be interesting. You'd be able to compare things a little bit more and, you know, make it more uniform.
I do like that. One thing that helped you become a better coach.
Not having a family when I started.
I
It
know my wife,
gives you a ton of time to be
it
able to
does
get the repetition.
that. And then I got the head coach. We got married the summer that I got the head coaching job in October. So she's never been married to me when I haven't been a head coach, which was perfect too. Because your responsibilities are different when you're an assistant versus head. So
Same with
she's
kids, right? Your
yes. So
kids
she
didn't know
yeah.
anything else
No,
besides
they only
dad
knew
being in
dad
the
as a
gym.
head coach. Yes. You can't always control that, people, but it's true.
Correct.
Chart charge circle to high school level, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. My vote is no on that one. We disagree on that one. And the reason is they can't even get the 3-point line. How are they going to get the charge semicircle right?
I would say in the girls game, yes. Boys game, that's true. I would be no on the boys game because, you know, they're much more athletic and leaving the ground. But on the girls game, a lot of times they'll be calling charges when the girls practically under the hoop.
I know. I know. And maybe we need it just so they can, so they have to look. That's true. I never thought of that. That's true. I just said, we just don't need something else for them to be worried about because hell, they can't see the 3-point line half the time.
Yeah.
Best game you've seen in person.
Yeah. I mean,
or watched.
It was Utah Jazz versus the Warriors. In the playoffs, it would have been 7 years ago. When I saw Curry and Durant and that whole crew. So the atmosphere, I mean, I believe Golden State swept that series 4-0. But the atmosphere in Salt Lake, it's unlike any other. It's crazy. Like how into it those fans get and how rowdy they get. And it was like a whiteout. And it was just.
They are. I know. One of my players, atmosphere. Wesley, started in Utah. Yeah. He told me they were just crazy. Do you have a favorite quote or saying or mantra?
Yeah, there's a lot of different little sayings and stuff I would go by, but I think the one that I'm kind of stuck on right now is preparation is what matters. And it's, I mean, kind of simple, but you got to be prepared. And that's one thing, you know, that I truly believe in all aspects of, you know, coaching.
I love that. I sent my guys today, because I just always communicating with them. And I sent, and I got a couple of thumbs up. I should have gotten more. I wrote, it says, in 6 months, you will have 6 months of excuses or 6 months of progress. The choice is yours. Because we're about 6 months out from the start of the season. So we're going to have six months of excuses or 6 months of progress. You decide. You know, it's up to you at this point. So you just got to keep throwing those little, you know, I don't even know what I would refer to it. Little candies to them. I sent that to them today. Just it's like, hey, coach is still here. I don't see you all every day because you're not, I don't all have you in class, but I just want you thinking about it. One thing you would tell your younger self.
Relationships is what matters. Don't worry about learning plays and don't worry about fancy drills. And honestly.
And the X's and O matter. Don't get me wrong, but. Yeah. I don't want to be out coach, but if they won't fight for you, it won't matter because you won't have a job very long.
Correct. The amount of time that I've experienced the X and O's mattering is probably less than 10% of the games. The more skilled team is probably going to win.
Tends to win. Yep. Quarters or halves?
Halves.
Okay. One word to describe your coaching style.
Detailed.
Best basketball coach of all time.
I think Brad Stevens. That's probably dating myself a little bit.
But. No, I like Brad. Brad's made my list. Jump ball, we've already talked about. One book you would recommend.
Lead for God's Sake.
Okay. And what did you get out of that book?
Relationship piece, to be honest. That's one that we read out west. The head coach had, you know, the coaching staff read it, and it's just a reminder. I read it before the start of every season. Once again, not superstition or routine, but that's a book I read same time every year before the season, just to remind myself, you know, why I do this and what's important.
I like that. One bit of advice would you give? One bit of advice to some of this listening that's 24 years old and trying to become a freshman coach, what would be your one bit of advice to them moving forward for the next maybe 30 years?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is put in the time to learn, but stay true to yourself. So learn as much as you can, figure out where you want to go, and then just stick to that one or two things and every year kind of hone it to a new level and don't try to do too much. Don't drastically make changes. Find out what you enjoy, be true to yourself, and, you know, add little things here and there, but don't try to do too much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I'm going to jump on that. my thing is be you. There's only one of you. There's 8 billion people in the world. There's only one of you. You ain't going to be Coach K. You're not going to be Coach Guard. You're not going to be Coach Calipari. You're going to be you. So be the best you.
Yep.
And remember that 3 of the 4, they were at private schools like IMG, but 3 of the 4 coaches in the Final Four this year were high school coaches at one point.
Yep.
So, you know, just be you. If you're good, they'll find you. And you'll have chances to move up. Trust me. Just be you. I know. I love that. All right. Thanks, Coach. That was perfect.
Hey, everybody. If you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.